Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chris Carosa is here, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris is a member of our Brain Trust, president of Carosa Stanton Asset Management, certified trust and financial advisor, chief contributing editor to Fiduciary News, author of a number of books on financial planning, including a new one, From Cradle to Retirement, The Child IRA. And as I say, he's our friend Chris. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
It's good. Great to have you back. Thanks for being here. Congratulations on the new book. So, Chris, you're really focusing hard on the future financial well-being of our children. I'm glad you're doing that. Because we got two problems in America, it seems. We got an education problem and a funding problem. What do you think?
I think that you're absolutely right, and believe it or not, the child IRA addresses both of those, and a third one too.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe the funding one I'm breaking up into two different things, but yeah, no, you're right. I agree with you, and
do the education thing first, because.
Sure. Yeah.
Number one, we got a problem with education on the parent side. Parents don't know as many about the things that they have available to them for their own children, which is what your book and your work addresses. But then, you know, I know my parents didn't teach me how to manage money. Schools don't do that anymore, or if they ever did. So talk to us about how do we solve that.
Well, let me tell you what I found out. As I've been talking to people across the country, either through the radio or in person, the most amazing response that I get is the jaw dropping to the floor. When I tell them if they own their own business, they can actually save money on taxes today and help their kids be multimillionaire, retire as multimillionaires, they can't believe it. And it's not because they're not smart or anything. It's because they're so focused on their business, mm-hmm. that sometimes they don't see these little opportunities.
That's exactly right. These things are not in, they're not buying and selling stuff and taking care of customers. They're separate. And the other thing is, oftentimes when a small business owner hears about something like this, the first thing, and it's a little bit dysfunctional, but the first thing they think about is, this is going to take money away from my business. And it's an instinct to react that way. What do you think?
And you know, that's funny because I just wrote an article for Forbes.com, and that's one of the things that I say that people respond to. They say, you know, I'm going to lose money. My net income is going to be less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's they're not geared to think that way. That's why they got to switch their thought process a bit, saying, is it worth it to earn a little bit less today so that the family wealth can be much more down the road. It's one of those things. Just put off today so you can have more tomorrow. It's a mindset that we just have to get a little bit more used to.
Well, and the government is providing some help with that too, right? I mean, some things, some programs that are out there. Tell us about those.
Well, it's just the standard IRA. The way I use it, it's just the standard IRA. In addition to that, the new tax law makes it even easier.
That's my point.
Or makes it more attractive, I should say.
Yeah.
Because the first $12,000 of earnings are now washed away through a standard deduction. That means if you hire your child and pay them up to $12,000, they're not paying any federal income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's actually another bonus here. Depending on how your business is set up, if you're a sole proprietor or a partnership that's owned solely by the parents, and you hire your child, then you don't pay any payroll tax. The child doesn't pay any payroll tax.
Wow.
So if there's a situation here where if you hire your child, depending on what state you're living in, because you still may have to pay state taxes,
right.
But if you hire your child, that child will pay no taxes, payroll taxes or income taxes. You put that money into a Roth version of a child IRA,
right.
It grows tax-free. And now they can retire multimillionaires tax-free.
So now that's where I'm glad you brought that up because and we've talked about this on the show, but let's make sure people understand. We're talking about two kinds of IRAs, folks. One is the regular IRA, which is tax-free, and you pay the tax on the other end, and then the Roth IRA is funded with after-tax dollars, right?
That's right. That's right. The original IRA, the traditional IRA, is the one that you use as a deduction when you put money into it. So you do it to save taxes today. But the trade-off is you're going to pay taxes later on.
Mm-hmm.
The Roth IRA is the opposite. The Roth IRA is you're not taking a tax deduction today. In exchange, you don't have to pay taxes ever on it.
Right, and because it's paid for with after tax, you've already paid the taxes on the money you put in, and because it's in an IRA, whatever the yield is, whatever the growth is, if you fund it to the tune of $100,000 in your life, and it's worth $2 million, you can take $2 million out tax free if you've done that the $100,000 with after tax dollars, right?
That's absolutely right. And by the way, when we're talking child IRAs, to get to the couple $1 million. Depending on when you start your child, it could be as little as $19,000 to get to that $2 million.
Wow. Yeah, that's assuming that they don't continue to do it. The child can pick that up. I mean, it's in their name, right? All they got to have is a Social Security number, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. I'm glad you said that because everything that I'm talking about assumes that the contributions stop when the child goes to college and never mm-hmm. goes on again. And we all know that once a child works, they're probably going to be saving for retirement through a retirement plan at work. So this $2 million is on top of what they would normally
mm-hmm.
save. So it's a mm-hmm. very good head start.
Mm-hmm. You almost want to fund it and not tell them about it and put some kind of a time capsule to open up in 50 years from now when they retire to say, hey, by the way, I put $20,000 in your account and now it's worth $2 million. Happy retirement. Because it'd be easy.
When I talk to people, that the kids actually don't know. A lot of times the kids are too young to know what's going on. So you're fearing that they are going to take the money out and maybe use it for something and pay the penalty or whatever.
To buy beer or pizza. Hey, I need your website, Chris.
Sure, it's childira.com.
All right. Chris Caruso, and I will be right back after the break, folks. The new book is called From Cradle to Retirement, The Child IRA. He has a number of other ones. If you check out his website, you'll find them, or they're on Amazon. Carosa is how you spell his last name. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.